One thing NASA is great at is documenting its activities. Whether human spaceflight, satellite surveillance, or telescopes looking deep into space, the agency always produces breathtaking images. Now NASA has put some of its collections into a searchable online library. Joining me with the hows and whys, Rodney Grubbs, NASA Imagery Experts Program Manager. Mr. Grubbs, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
What is it that you are putting online in this searchable format? Because my understanding is that NASA has billions of images going back to the dawn of the agency.
Right. The archives are pretty extensive. As the internet era dawned, we started creating different collections. There was a lot of duplication. The imagery was in a variety of different formats, scattered over over 100 different websites and different collections. And so I, along with most people, was frustrated knowing these images should be out there. I should be able to find them. But when you try to find them, you can't. Or what you find is maybe not the quality that you would expect. And so what we decided to do is finally try to pull the best of the best together into a modern gallery and include video, downloadable video, that was 508 compliant. So it scratches a lot of different or checks a lot of boxes and creates an ability for folks to get the best of the best, to be able to actually download it, maintain the naming and the metadata, and in the case of video, also even the caption file. So a lot of new things are here, and it's all in one place, and it scales to mobile.
How many collections are included in all of this, and how many total pieces of work does that encompass?
Right. So that was one of the big challenges is just for ourselves, finding all of these collections and then figuring out which ones are the best and have the best imagery. The images.nasa.gov collection includes content from over 60 separate collections.
And what describe a typical collection? What would be in a collection? Would it be mission-related or program-related, or what makes a collection?
Right, and that was actually part of the problem, yes. So they would be very specific to a center or to a project or a program. And the regular public probably doesn't know that the difference between what would be in a collection at Kennedy Space Center and what would be at Langley Research Center, for example. And so if you're looking for aeronautics, you're going to need to go and look at a collection at an aeronautics center. And if it's human spaceflight, a human spaceflight center, well, we inside NASA know what that is, but the rest of the world probably doesn't. And so there were a lot of collections that were very specific to a project or a program like the space shuttle or the space station, for a specific mission like Cassini or something like that, and it just required a lot of knowledge on behalf of the public to find things. And so now it's all under one in one collection.
What about the historical things? I imagine there's constant demand for some of the moon landing pictures and some of that era type of stuff. Is that part of this also?
That is part of this as well. Of course, you know, the astronauts took a lot of pictures on the moon missions, for example. And over time, we had created some of the best of collections of that, and that is included as well. So you can find everything from Mercury through Apollo, the early shuttle days to the late shuttle days, and the space station, as well as a lot of the deep space probes and so forth.
We're speaking with Rodney Grubbs, the Imagery Experts Program Manager at NASA. And how do you search, by caption and keyword, or what if you're looking for a specific type of image? How would you search for it? Say, I want a picture of a black hole or
right.
a penumbra.
So, good question, because that was one of the challenges as well, is we didn't really have a standard for metadata, and every center described things and used different types of captioning methods. So even before we started with the programming of this, we had to standardize our naming conventions and the metadata. And so when you do a search inside images.nasa.gov, it is searching all of those. It searches the name of the file, it searches the description of the file, the caption of the file, and we also have tags. And so when our contributors upload images, they can include tags, and those tags may be themes It may be SLS, which is an acronym for our new deep space rocket, for example. And then once you find an image, if you want to find more based on that tag, you can click on one of those tags, and it'll give you every instance of that tag as well as where that tag is also referenced in the file name or in the description.
So you can find the adjacencies almost like you used to be able to do in libraries.
Right, exactly. And now sometimes that means you're going to find thousands of images, you might want to, it may be a little harder to narrow down exactly what you want because you're searching so many different things. But we also provided a date slider in the search engine where you can narrow the search by a year or a range of years as well. Hopefully in the future, we're going to be able to add a little more specific search capabilities that are more advanced. Right now, we were concentrating on just getting all of the collection in one place, which is all built in the cloud, by the way, and start from there. We had to have a foundation to start from.
What is your sense of why people would want to download these images?
We still have curators and libraries at some of the centers, and what they're constantly finding is somebody finds an image on one of our websites or on a Flickr site or something, and they recognize that there's probably a much higher resolution version of that, and we on a daily or weekly basis are asked for higher resolution images because they want to include it in a presentation or they want to include it in a dissertation, you name it, an ad, everything under the sun that you can think of for use cases. And so we knew just based on our human labor trying to track these things down that there's a demand to be able to actually download the highest resolution file. And so far the feedback seems to indicate that we were right, that being able to give these people, give everybody the tools to download their own versions was something that there was some demand for.
And will you be monitoring what the downloads are in terms of what's popular so that maybe you can build out the collection attuned that way as you go forward?
Right. We do have a most popular page, and there's an algorithm that is keeping track of what people are searching for and for downloading. That's another enhancement we probably will change over time, where we may add a trending tab as well so people can see what has been downloaded most recently. But we're not keeping very specific analytics down to who downloaded things, but in terms of what is downloaded and that kind of thing, we are able to get analytics on that.
But this will grow over time as you'll be adding more collections and more images?
Right. When you go to images.nasa.gov, that splash page is the newest uploads, and it changes every day. Every morning I come in and take a look at what's been added to it. So it is a living, breathing thing, and the curators of all of these collections, several of them every day, are adding new content and fresh content. So it's going to stay alive.
And NASA has a lot of social media followers. Are you going to be notifying them through that means that, hey, here's some great new pictures?
Well, our social media team is going to make a regular aspect of their outreach to let people know, hey, there's something new and cool here, and link directly to it. The interface is built such that if you find something that you think is neat, there's social media buttons on the bottom that you can go straight to for Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and that kind of thing. So you can share an image you found on it with your friends as well.
And do you know what the single most popular image of NASA ever requested is?
That's a great question. I don't know the exact single most requested image. Off the top of my head, I know the top three or four. One is just the whole Earth.
Sure.
From Apollo 8, as well as the moonrise from Apollo 8. Buzz Aldrin saluting the flag on Apollo 11 is very popular. More recently, there are several in a theme, not any one specific image, but in a theme of images that seem to be very popular are these time-lapse images where we're on the dark side of the Earth, and you can kind of see the aurora and the way it's shot at with high dynamic range. You can see lightning blooms on top of clouds and that kind of thing.
Sounds like fun. I'm going to check it out myself. Rodney Grubbs is the imagery expert Program Manager at NASA. Which location are you in, by the way?
I'm at Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, and most of our programming team worked out of Virginia and the Washington, D.C. area, and then colleagues from all of the other centers supported this as well.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You can find links to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.